how's it been physically the last couple of days?
It's been good. I'm kind of easing my way in. I'm limited, obviously, but it's good to be out there and throw it around a little bit, for sure.
Where are you in this process? Did you have the surgery then in December?
So I had surgery first week of December, a little over 5 months out. So I'm just at this point taking it day by day and trying to be smart and, you know, close out my rehab. So
physically, are you limited, like, in how much you can step into your throws?
It's more footwork at this point. I've been throwing quite a bit, so it's more working from under center and getting back and being dynamic and explosive. I'm just not there quite yet.
What is the goal to get back to 100% health? Do you have kind of a benchmark you've been told or in mind?
Yeah, as long as I'm good to go by training camp, I think that's anything before then is icing on the cake, but just taking one day at a time at this point. I feel great now. I think that's the one thing is I felt great the whole way through, and I've been able to do everything they've asked me. So, knock on wood, but we'll see how it goes. I feel good though.
Even though it's only been one plus day of practice, so what did the coaches try to convey to you as far as improving your game?
I think at this point, it's just grabbing the playbook and understanding it through and through. I'm obviously limited, so I'm not doing as much run game stuff. But, yeah, playbook and understanding reads and progressions, I think, is for a quarterback the number one thing right now.
Have you had much interaction with Peyton or Brock?
Spoke to Brock a couple times. I met Peyton at lunch the first day we got here. But beyond that, those guys aren't here right now. So.
What was draft weekend like for you, waiting until almost the end to hear your name called, and what was your reaction when phone did ring?
It was awesome. It was really exciting. I was back home in Orlando with my folks, and I really wasn't even expecting the call, to be honest with you. And I was just fired up, as you can imagine. It was cool.
So not expecting a call. What do you think the Broncos? What did the Broncos say their plans are for you? What are they hoping for from you?
I haven't spoke with Coach about that as much. It's, for me right now, it's just get healthy and go from there and be ready by camp to compete and show what I got.
Did you reframe the expectations after the injury? I mean, were you going into that year thinking you're maybe third, fourth, fifth rounder, and then once you got hurt, say, I just need to get in someone's camp? Or?
I didn't think about it too much. I thought about it a little before my senior year because I figured I'd have a shot to play. But I didn't think about it too much. And when I got hurt, I just said, shoot, I got to get my knee back and go from there. I couldn't do anything without a good knee, so that was number one, really.
Trevor, you said you threw yourself into the playbook and things like that. Compared to what kind of a playbook you had in college, does this come off as an encyclopedia or language?
Yeah, it's a bit different. We were spread no huddle, but at the same time, you got to understand basic football principles and concepts. And I think Northwestern did a good job preparing me for that. But like you said, it's a different terminology. So it's going to take some time and some work for sure. And, that's where I'm at right now.
You remember seeing Heuermann play? When you faced Ohio State, you remember anything about him that would have stuck out? I know you're on offense and he's on offense. Is there anything that you remember from his game?
Not too much. I just remember they had a good tight end. I mean, they had a whole bunch of players that were pretty good. But I do remember them having a good tight end.
Trevor, is it tough coming in knowing you're going to be up against three guys who were on the roster a year ago and not being 100% right now? Is that tough, or is that just the reality that you're dealt with right now?
Yeah, I think I'm just got to understand my situation, and that's kind of the cards I've been dealt right now. And, wherever I was going to go, I was going to have to compete, and I'm looking forward to that. But for me right now, like you said, I got to get my knee back and go from there.